And then the second biggest challenge that I personally faced was the editing aspect. I am using the voice memo app that is included in my iPhone. So it has, I guess the tool itself has limited editing capabilities, but this made me think back to when we did like the handwritten task versus typing online, or typing on a computer, so mechanized writing. And, you know, how easy is it in a word processor to delete a word, delete a sentence, move an entire paragraph? It's very quick. It's very easy to do this. And not only that, but theoretically leaves no trace of the error, right? In a word processor, you delete it, you write your new word, kind of where the old word was. Nobody knows that you deleted the word to begin with. For this reflection, I have paused, gone back a few times and tried to record over myself, which is the limited editing in this application, but there are hints and kind of things that probably give away the fact that I have gone and tried to re-record over myself, one of which is my breathing or my tone. And if it doesn't match up exactly, you might be able to figure out where I have gone back or copy or like cut and tried to re-record. So that becomes much more obvious in a different mode, in specifically audio form. Now, there are tools out there that could probably help with this editing process, and also different tools out there like microphones to help limit the background noise and things like that. But I'm using what is accessible to me. And maybe perhaps another reason for this challenge, other than the tool and technologies that I'm using, is the fact that I am much more used to writing. It's a mode that I use much more often compared to creating something in audio form. And so perhaps my lack of practice with it also highlighted the fact that it's harder to edit any mistakes while I'm recording. So I think I will end my reflection here. I'm at about just past 17 minutes. So hope you enjoyed both my redesigned task one, and thanks so much for listening.